This is Sharon Grant for the Old Mole Variety Hour. I'm reading excerpts from the script, John Oliver Addresses Debate Over Teaching Critical Race Theory in Schools, Very Loud and Very Dumb, from the 9th season premiere of his show, Last Week Tonight. It's by Kimberly Nordyke, printed in the February 20th, 2022 issue of The Hollywood Reporter. And it starts, "Our main story tonight concerns school. We teach kids a lot in school, from reading to long division to how to play the recorder for some reason. But recently, there's been a lot of concern over one particular thing that people worry that kids are learning." Oliver quotes Ted Cruz speaking at an event, quote, "Critical race theory is a lie from the first word to the last. Critical race theory is bigoted, it is a lie, and it is every bit as racist as the Klansmen in white sheets," end quote from Ted Cruz. "But here's the thing," Oliver says. "It is true, you have probably heard people yelling about critical race theory on TV for more than a year now. And people have been listening to that noise, especially judging by what's been happening at school board meetings across the country. Then several segments of people taped at school board meetings are shown on the show, saying things like, quote, the narrative in this country is that we're all inherently racist, and I'm about sick of it, end quote. Another person says, quote, this country isn't even a racist country. We elected Obama for 2 terms, end quote. Oliver goes on. So clearly, a lot of people are very mad about critical race theory right now. Multiple states have passed laws outlawing the teaching of it, and Republicans are likely to make it a major focus of the midterms. So given that, we thought tonight we'd take a step back and look at what critical race theory is and isn't, why the panic around it has spread, and what the consequences might be for everyone involved." John goes on, "Critical race theory is the name given to a body of legal scholarship that began in the 1970s that attempted to understand why racism and inequality persisted after the civil rights movement. The core idea is that racism is not merely the product of individual bias or prejudice, but also something that is embedded in legal systems and policies. As for Tucker Carlson's notion that it teaches that some races are superior to others, or that parents claim that it teaches kids to hate America, none of that is remotely true." Kimberly Crenshaw, one of CRT's leading scholars, points out, quote, "Critical race theory is not anti-patriotic. In fact, it is more patriotic than those who are opposed to it, because we believe in the 13th and the 14th and the 15th Amendment. We believe in the promises of equality, and we know we can't get there if we can't confront and talk honestly about inequality," end quote. Oliver continues, "Yes, she's right, but critics of it argue that the ideas behind CRT are being taught in schools and often present a distorted version of what those ideas are. And a key person here is a conservative named Christopher Rufo. He claims CRT is actually, quote, a revolutionary program that would overturn the principles of the Declaration and destroy the remaining structure of the Constitution," end quote. In one appearance on Fox News, he spoke directly to President Trump through the camera about what he wanted to see happen. Mark Meadows, Trump's chief of staff, has since revealed President Trump saw that interview. And when Rufo said, quote, "I call on the president to immediately issue an executive order to end CRT," end quote, that's what we did. And with that, CRT, or crucially Rufo's definition of it, was suddenly absolutely everywhere, with Rufo telling Fox's audience that CRT has, quote, really become the default ideology of the public education system, end quote. And it worked. Crenshaw responds, "Of course, right? That's like saying, I have seen a bad math lesson. Yes, teachers are humans, especially as we're trying to figure out how to teach about race and racism," end quote. Oliver continues, "Exactly, teachers are human and can make mistakes. Frankly, I'm surprised they don't make more. And the fact is, you can find examples of clumsy lessons, but many educators are currently working very hard to find age-appropriate ways to talk about race and racism in the classroom. But the panic over CRT threatens to shut those conversations down. And that is not all it is likely to do, because some pushing this panic the hardest are actually using it to advance a much bigger agenda, that they've wanted for a very long time, and that is school choice. Basically, letting parents take the tax dollars afforded to the public schooling of their kid and use them at any school they like. Look, Oliver says, there is a long history of responding to racial panic with a push for school choice. Take Florida. It's one of the states that allows public money to go to voucher schools, and a few years back, an investigation into some of them found commonly used textbooks that downplayed the horrors of slavery. So if you want to talk about racial indoctrination of school kids, this might be a better place to start. Since January of last year, 37 states have introduced bills or taken other steps that would restrict teaching critical race theory or limit how teachers can discuss racism. But what are you going to do? Pass a law saying kids can't feel bad? Well, it turns out, yes, because that's exactly what Tennessee did. They passed a law prohibiting any teaching that would cause, quote, discomfort, guilt, anguish, or distress solely because of the individual's race or sex, end quote. Crenshaw responds, quote, I do understand that many parents don't want their children learning race at such a young age, but I beg to differ in that sense. We learn about race every day when we're the only colored kid in the classrooms, or when learning about slavery and all the heads turn to us. So one way or another, one group of students will learn about race before another. So we believe that it would be equitable for all students to learn about race in the same context so that we can work together on it to improve our future. Oliver says, yeah, children of color learn about race from a very young age. So look, by this point, it should be pretty clear the debate around critical race theory is both very loud and very, very dumb. But unfortunately, it is important to engage with it because if we don't, the end point we're heading toward is that honest discussions of race will shut out of public schools. Even as some parents take off to voucher academies where their kids can learn a version of history that's basically antebellum fan fiction. The thing to do here isn't to run from those discussions or pass laws banning them. It is to learn how to have them better. Because for generation after generation, we've told school kids fairy tales about race in this country. And maybe it's time we stop doing that. Because all it's done so far is get us to the point where we are right now, with full-grown adults insisting America can't be racist because we elected Obama twice, that racism will go away if we just don't mention it. This is Sharon Grant for the Old Mole Variety Hour, reading excerpts from the script of John Oliver's show Last Week Tonight on Critical Race Theory.